Hey, today on the show, we played Red Light, Green Light. And unlike Squid Game, the good thing was, Fuzzy, nobody died.
No, that's really good. But we were talking more so red flags, green flags when it comes to dating.
Exactly. We also talked about crazy things that have happened during showings. I have done so many viewings of apartments and homes and all that stuff in my life. I'm so jealous that nothing remotely as insane as what happened to our friend Alana happened.
Not one naked person? Are you kidding me?
Not one naked person was at the showing I went to.
Well, in her story, there is, and that kicks off the Tyler, Danae, and Fuzzy podcast.
Virgin Mornings in Calgary with Tyler, Danae, and Fuzzy.
Where you are the star of the show.
Good morning.
98.5.
Virgin Radio.
Mayor Nenshi handed off the keys to the city to new Mayor Jody Gondek yesterday, and it was a smooth process, no drama.
No drama whatsoever. Just had a little meeting, did some photos for the press. And he's like, you're in good hands. City administration making things smooth.
Here's what you need to know. Sometimes the register runs a little bit if you just take it once or twice. Yes. This door sticks a little bit. You need to make sure you just pull it tight and make sure you listen for the click. Otherwise, you're going to have the cats running in and out of the place. So,
Those City Hall cats.
Right. There's also a little bit of a leak there. We've got a little pan underneath it's collecting it. But make sure you keep that there.
And you can change the door code, but for now, it's 0001. That's how you get into City Hall. The code is 0001. That's a smooth process. We want to hear the opposite. We want to hear a story about a time where transitioning into a new place was super awkward or weird. And man, Sonia's got a story.
So last year, I went to go check out an apartment. And the realtor has been a family friend of ours for a very, very long time. She's wonderful. And she went to go show us this vacant apartment. And I guess her son, who is a good friend of mine, knew that the apartment was vacant and somehow got access to it because his mom is the realtor. And when we went to go do the showing, him and his girlfriend were at the apartment spending some time together.
Oh, my gosh. What?
It was the most awkward moment of my life.
Oh. So you walk in with his mom and
Yep.
I'm almost what state of undress were they in?
Oh, there was no dress. There was no dress.
It was a naked break and enter.
Yeah, needless to say, I did not choose that apartment.
Yeah, no kidding. You can't get that out of your mind after.
It had been broken in. I was no longer interested.
No.
Were there any redeeming qualities of this place? You're like, well, I'm not interested anymore, but at least the walls seem very thick because we couldn't hear what was going on till we opened that door.
Yeah. It was a beautiful apartment, and I feel like maybe that's why they chose it to, spend their romantic evening together.
There you go.
Could you imagine being there in that moment? That is the most awkward, I almost went there but didn't situation. So yesterday, Mayor Nenshi basically handed over the keys to the city to new mayor, Jody Gondek, and it was apparently the smoothest transition ever. And that's fine. That's great. But honestly, Fuzzy, we love drama here on the show.
We do, right? And it feels like there's something missing, right? Kind of like the time that, I just have to text here. Our friend Bethany was looking for an apartment. She literally walked into the bedroom. They had handcuffs on the headboard.
Make sure all your bedroom stuff is at least put away for a showing.
When you talk about things hiding while you're at someone else's house for a showing, Isabel's got a story.
So this was quite a few years ago now, but I was going through a separation. So my parents were going out with me to help look at condos. And so we went into this one condo and we walked in and there was this plate of food on the counter. And of course, I commented loudly on how weird that was and how people didn't clean up after themselves. And we were walking around not super impressed and making all these comments. And then we came in the bedroom and I was like, oh, it kind of looks like there's somebody under the blanket. But I just thought it was a funny shape. And my dad was like, there's someone actually under the blanket.
Oh, no.
And then we just left right away and I hysterically laughed for about 45 minutes after that. I just couldn't stop because I think they forgot and they just ran and hid under the blanket.
You know, but that's got to be a good sign of it. It's the kind of place that you never want to leave.
Yeah, I guess so. We didn't buy it though. So maybe they're still there.
So they didn't, they weren't like, hey guys, yeah, it's me. They just stayed there and tried to sell it.
There was a human, yeah, there was a human shape under the blanket just hiding.
Because everybody's like played like, I'm hiding under the blankets. Nobody can see me. Could you see, like, was the person breathing? That's what I'm also wondering now too.
Okay, well, now I can't stop thinking about
that. We want to hear about times where, like, transitions and moves and showings went really, really awkward. Lindsay's friends got busted talking smack, and it led to some awkward situations.
And I don't know what this friend was thinking. She really loved the first house. She didn't really like the second house, but she decided to be very verbal about this with a friend she had brought with her for some reason. I don't know. She just took her friend and was openly complaining about in front of the, you know, the sellers who were there and overheard her. And then this got back to our realtor, who then called me. And then my friend's like, I don't know what I was thinking. Like, yeah, what were you thinking? You know, trash the house while you're in it. She was like, it stinks of dogs and cigarettes and blah, blah, blah.
Don't trash the house while you're in it is actually very good advice, because you never know who's listening. In fact, I heard from somebody who is married to a realtor, mm-hmm. The number one thing you got to watch out for now is so many people have doorbell cameras.
Oh, 100%. Right.
And they're using that to listen. So, like, if you walk out of a house and they're like, what do you think? And they're like, we love it. We'll totally pay what they're asking for it. There could be listening on the doorbell camera being like, yo, we got them.
Yeah. Well, yeah. When we were looking for our house, our realtor was always like, get to the car. Get to the car. We'll talk in the car. Don't talk anywhere near this camera because it shows all your cards, right?
You know, it's way worse, though, when you're completely trashing the house, Fuzzy. You're walking up the stairs saying these people live like pigs.
Right.
These people live like animals. And why is there a giant jar of Vaseline at the top of the stairs that's about the size of a goldfish bowl? And why are there 4-finger scoops out of it?
Stop
no.
It.
Dude, jeez. These people are
Did you see this in one of your house viewings in the last year?
It wasn't in the last year. It was a few years ago. Yeah. And that's why we don't live in Hidden Valley, in fact.
Oh, wow.
Because even if this house was perfect, the awkward situation completely made it so we not only had to leave the house, we had to leave immediately, because as I was trashing the house and saying it was really messy, it was really dirty, it smelled really, really bad, but then the Vaseline at the top of the stairs, and I was going off about it being like, this is weird.
Jeez.
And I walk into a bedroom and there's a girl in there.
Oh yikes.
So the family went out for the showing and just, you know, left for the day or whatever, went to a restaurant or something, but one of the kids stayed home. She's like, no, I have too much homework.
Oh.
So she was chilling in her room like studying.
And I had just ripped
the family apart
trash.
And think they're horrible.
And I'm sure that you were extremely, yeah. Extremely.
I'm sure there were certain words used.
No.
And
yeah.
Oh my gosh, that poor thing.
We're talking about awkward experiences at showings and viewings and trying to find a new place to live. And Alana absolutely has the most outrageous and crazy story we've heard today.
We walk into the kitchen. The kitchen table's on my left. And there's a lady sitting in a chair. Like, at a kitchen table, like, it's nothing, right? Having a smoke, buck-ass naked.
wait. The fact that she's in there and that she's smoking and you're doing the viewing. You're she like, just okay. Happened to not be wearing any clothes.
Oh, my gosh.
Buck-ass naked. Now, like I said, it was a scheduled viewing. Elderly gentleman selling his house. We were told he was living with his adult grandson who lived in the basement. So we were fully expecting, you know, two adults. Okay, there's a third. She's naked. My husband didn't really know where to look. He sort of just turns to his right and goes, I'm going to go check out the basement, right? And he goes to open the door to the basement and gets it slammed back in his face.
Oh, my
and
gosh.
All of a sudden, this few of expletives, and this was the grandson, starts, like, just freaking out because someone's interrupted his gaming time. And you've been told what happens when you interrupt my gaming.
Wow.
So I'm guessing you guys didn't buy this place.
Nope. We just kind of went, okay, we're gone. See you. Bye-bye. I went home and had a really long shower. But when we walked out of the house, like, when we turned to go back out of the house, the naked lady had moved, and she was sitting on the elderly man's lap on the couch.
Had she put on clothes at this point in time, or was she still naked?
Wow.
Oh.
I mean, she was looking real. It was not a right situation.
You know what this proves, Alana? The old man wanted to sell the house. The grandson in the basement and the naked wife didn't want to move.
No.
And they're like, we're going to sabotage this showing.
I don't think it was his wife.
Oh.
Oh, wow. My goodness.
I we got the distinct impression it was possibly an employment opportunity.
There you go.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yep. So they were paying someone other than a realtor that day for their help.
Yeah.
Well, that's awkward.
We said it was the craziest story we heard today.
Whoa.
We stand by that. Thank you, Alana.
Virgin Mornings in Calgary with Tyler, Danae, and Fuzzy.
Where you are the star of the show. Yep, surprise. You're being interviewed at 7 in the morning. Wake up.
98.5 Virgin Radio.
A couple of hikers in BC are being praised for their quick thinking after they saved some people that were stranded in a super dangerous spot. It happened at Golden Ears Provincial Park.
Ooh.
Near Maple Ridge, BC. A couple people fell into a pool of water that led to a waterfall. Like, not where you want to fall into at all.
No.
I get such bad fear watching other people get way too close to, like, the edge at, like, Elbow Falls.
Yes.
Where they're like, I'm going to get a great photo here. This is for the ground.
No.
Nobody's ever fallen in, though.
Oh, yeah. In this situation, that's maybe what happened. But these people fell down, and a group of hikers were walking by. 22-year-old Kuljinder Singh knew exactly what he had to do and sprang into action.
Kuljinder Singh and his friends didn't have cell phone reception, but they knew how to improvise. By unraveling their three turbans and using their jackets, they made a sturdy rope.
In my Sikh culture, the only turban is for that you can save the life.
Absolutely amazing. Rescue crews that showed up not too long after that said that nobody who has like fallen into that pool and made their way to the falls have survived.
Really?
Like, if you go over the falls, it's not good for you.
Wow.
So thank goodness Kuljinder and his crew were there and had something on them that could be used to pull these people to safety.
How cool is it that we live in a cultural mosaic that embraces so many different cultures?
Yes.
And these guys were able to use something from their culture to save somebody's life.
Fuzzy, you and I aren't hikers, but
no.
We wouldn't have the means to save these people with anything on us.
Like, shoelaces.
It's not a thing. Wow.
Yeah, right? And this actually happened in Calgary less than a year ago.
We were talking about this. We're like, are we having like a deja vu moment? Like, literally almost to the year. Same situation, someone's playing on the ice in this case,
mm-hmm.
and then all of a sudden, there just happens to be something that can be, like, unraveled and used to, like, pull someone to safety. Like, another amazing story.
Yeah, absolutely incredible. And for all of this quick thinking and the fact that they just sprang into action and used what was on them to save another person, they are our
Beauty of the Week. Virgin Mornings in Calgary with Tyler, Danae, and Fuzzy. Happy to be inside your device when you can't listen to the show live.
98.5 Virgin Radio.
Not to be bitter, but, you know, kids born today got some pretty cool-ass toys,
yeah,
man.
Totally.
Kids' toys today are way cooler than they were 5 years ago, let alone 10 or 15 years ago.
Yeah, the progression of, like, technology and everything is so cool. But what's awesome is we're seeing that, like, really, really, like, old school things that are literally, like, in toy museums and toy hall of fames are getting modern upgrades and becoming so much cooler.
Like the Fisher-Price chatter phone. You know the phone. It's got the wheels. It's got the big red handset. It's got the dial. And it the eyes blink as you pull it along and stuff like that. Everybody's had that toy.
Now, the kind of modern update to that is that the cord is super short. Like, you can't even bring it up. I'm guessing strangling hazard. Super annoying because my kids have one. I'm like, what the? You, like, have to pick the phone up to play phone with it.
Right.
But this update's really cool.
Well, here's the thing. The phone actually works.
Ooh.
It is now essentially a Bluetooth handset. It connects to your smartphone, and you can actually make phone calls to it, or you can call the kid on the other end from it.
This is, like, hilarious because, like, I just think it would be funny, like, if Fuzzy called Danae,
yeah,
and then, like, they're just talking, like, hey, what's going on? Yeah, what are you doing this weekend? Oh, I'm thinking, you know what? Maybe, like, go out. It's going to be nice. Yeah, I was thinking of hitting the rooftop at Modern Steak, you know, whatever. And then all of a sudden, Fuzzy's like, oh, by the way, I'm calling you from a Fisher-Price phone. Yeah, I bought this because I wanted to feel nostalgic, and I got the old school, new school phone.
A new phone, who it is. You think about it. I mean, this is kind of like, this would be a cool a gift for an adult because totally. It is a functioning phone. Why not get this as a stocking stuffer for yourself?
Yeah, it's like the nostalgia thing too, right?
I'm thinking we could take other like classic things that everybody grew up with and give them like new twists to put them into 2021 and beyond. What about a special version of Monopoly?
Okay.
Now, as we know, everybody's played Monopoly, and everybody who's played Monopoly knows mm-hmm. how damn frustrating it is because the game never, ever ends. The game never ends. It's impossible to find a winner unless someone gives up or just says, here, take my hotels, take my money.
Flips the board.
I don't want to play anymore. Yeah. They flip the board. The pieces go missing. But what if Monopoly was all of a sudden a compatibility test?
Oh.
They had a Monopoly first date edition where on this date, you bust out the Monopoly board. And then you have to, like, go through the game. And rather than, like, passing go and collecting money, it's like, hey, maybe, like, you know, get a little bit of affection, see how you like it. And then if it's bad, you go to jail. And then you're like, okay, what about, like, hotels or, like, buying properties? And you're like, okay, I'm not your property, but I will consider coming back to your place. And then if it all works out, you have another date. This could be a way to make Monopoly better and maybe you have a different application for today's times.
Can I send you back to the drawing board with that one? Because I feel ain't nobody going to sit down on a first date and invest in playing Monopoly.
Ooh. Yeah, what I was going to say is maybe that comes a little bit later into the relationship and it's like a stress test, but because it's like a modern piece of technology, it like hooks you up like your health app on your phone and you get to see how much stress something like that causes you, and if you want to be with somebody like that.
All right.
Okay. I think we'll have to do. Give it some more thought. Listening right now, give some more thought to like classic toys that could get a modern twist to bring them into today, just like the OG play phone that now is Bluetooth.
I got it. What? I got it. What about the game Operation Kardashians Edition? Instead of taking out wishbones and apples,
you put in
butt implants and you put in boob implants.
But if you do it wrong, the edges bust.
The only thing that you have to do that's different that you have to actually take out is their soul.
Oh, perfect.
Oh, okay.
I like that. Yeah.
All right.
That's brilliant.
All right. That one's not bad. We'll keep that up for contention.
Virgin Mornings in Calgary with Tyler, Danae, and Fuzzy.
Subscribe to the podcast so you never miss an episode.
98.5 Virgin Radio.
Hey, 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 hey. Tyler, Danae, and Fuzzy. Real, fun, and all about Calgary.
Time for shoutouts.
This is where we pause for positivity. And Fuzzy, you've got a shout-out for a Petersaurus?
Yeah, this is... The folks at the Spark Center are giving you a chance to spread your wings. They've got this thing that's starting tomorrow, and it's a full-body virtual reality experience where you get to experience what it's like to fly as a dinosaur.
Whoa.
The Jurassic, the Petersaur. It's a unique visual, oral, and haptic sensation.
How they spell Petersaur?
It's like Petersaur.
Oh, how does Peter feel after the gym?
Sore.
Get it?
I hate to knock down your joke. That's a pterosaur, Fuzzy. The P is silent.
Oh.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, either way, the whole thing is called Birdly, and it's the first of its kind. So if you want to go and see the pterosaur or the Petersaur.
I like Petersaur better.
You can do the hard beat. Pterosaur.
It's like a
pteranodon. Same type of thing.
Meh.
Wings. You know, beak.
We gotta go to the library and learn some more about dinosaurs.
Keep telling you more about everything I learned about dinosaurs in kindergarten.
Totally. I do want to shout out the Calgary Library, though, if you're going there to read up on dinosaurs and how to pronounce them up properly. And you haven't printed your vaccine passport yet. They will let you. You can do all your printing at the library if you don't have one. They will also give you a free plastic sleeve to put that into. Because you know so many people are still walking around, Tyler, with that thing not taped up like other people have done.
Can I get a second one for my Alberta healthcare cartoon?
Yes, exactly.
The one that's in three pieces?
Who's printing them out?
A lot of people. I printed mine off, even though I also have it on my phone. It's just sometimes easier to like pull out the paper copy and the ID.
Fuzzy's not a fan of paper, but he's a big fan of Peter's sores, apparently. I actually want to take a serious moment here and shout out the Calgary Board of Education and stuff my 7-year-old learned. They're learning so much about residential schools. Yesterday, Nate was telling me that they were literally like re-walking in the footsteps of an indigenous boy who escaped residential schools and tried to get back to his family. And they're physically doing this over the span of a couple of weeks, walking like the same amount of distance during class. And they're learning so much stuff. And I'm like, why do you know more about this than I do? Teachers are doing some really, really good things right now. And I just want to give a big shout out to like modern education right now of like blowing minds and me being like, cool, I need to read more to be as smart as my child. So
that's awesome.
Well done. And pterosaurs for everyone.
Virgin Mornings in Calgary with Tyler, Danae, and Fuzzy.
Subscribe for when you can't listen live but want to stay connected to your friends.
98.5 Virgin Radio.
One of the biggest things about Squid Game is the very dangerous red light, green light with dire consequences. We are not about dire consequences. We are about fun here on this show. So if it came to dating, we want to hear about a red light. We want to hear about a green light. Michelle?
Oh, I guess speaking generically, a huge red light would be if they were married.
Very, very good point.
You know, fair enough.
We haven't heard that yet. No one has said the other person should not be with somebody by lawful marriage.
Right. And I would say a good green light would be having pets. You know, that shows that they've got personality. They can obviously take care of something else other than themselves. So that's always a good green light.
Whoa. Oh, I love it.
What about plants? If they're a plant killer, is that a red light or a green light?
Oh, I am absolutely a crazy plant lady. So that is a hard red light. For
They're just so hard to keep alive sometimes.
Yeah. See, well, you just got to find the right person to keep them alive.
I say this as somebody whose wife has just recently killed a plant as recently as yesterday.
Oh, no.
People always say, hey, how come you guys didn't decide to have kids? Well,
we can't take care of plants.
We just got a message on our Facebook page from Tammy saying a red light is doesn't believe in science. Green light, funny, smart, and kind.
Yeah. How about this? Katie says red light doesn't try new things.
Ooh,
you want somebody that's open to trying new things,
totally
right?
Totally adventurous.
You don't want somebody that you go to a restaurant and they're like, I'll have the chicken fingers.
Why are you looking at me when you say that? I get the chicken sandwich, too.
Just throwing it out there.
Sometimes there's different toppings on it. Come on, man.
Something you do have going for you, though, Tyler, you do have an awesome sense of humor. So Katie says that's a green light.
Oh,
I think
nice.
That means that Katie and I can be pals.
Yes. As long as you can explore something other than chicken fingers.
But they're so damn good.
And that doesn't mean that chicken nuggets are acceptable either.
Wings?
Strips.
Something other than chicken. Okay. Give it a try.
Other than chicken. It's red light, green light for dating. Let us know yours by texting into 985-985.
This text from Star says, red light, can't come out to family.
Wow.
Yes.
Sure,
that,
sure.
That would be a tough person to date.
Green light, calming voice and pet lover.
Aww.
I like that.
The compassion shown to a glorious, glorious animal. But not so much that your dating profile picture is just you and a dog.
Or just the dog.
Yeah.
That is a red light right there. Yeah. Just the dog in the profile pic. You got to know what they look like.
Yeah, because just having a cool dog doesn't get you dates. And I'm not saying that on behalf of my brother Rob at all.
Oh.
But his dog is way too cute for him to be single. Way too cute. If you looked into Loki's eyes, you'd fall in love immediately. And then he's sitting there going, hey, what's up? Hey, what's going on? Madison's on the line. Madison, give us a green light when it comes to dating.
I mean, a man who actually knows how to buy groceries. that's a keeper.
I like this is where we're at, right? For lowered expectations. A man who actually knows how to buy groceries.
That, to me, shows this level of responsibility. You know, I met a man 3 years ago, and when he was in the washroom, I peeked at his fridge, and I was shocked. My jaw hit the floor. This man had fruits. He had vegetables. He had juice in there. He had yogurt.
Oh my! You were probably opening the fridge, like, ready to be, like, disgusted, as in last cases. Like, let's see how gross this guy looks.
Here's an empty box of pizza.
Yeah, exactly. And you're like,
exactly. Or, like, when was the last time he cleaned in here?
Yes.
You know, it's a telltale sign, I'm telling you. The next morning, this man made me an egg white omelet. Like, he made it. He didn't like order it. He made it with the ingredients from his fridge.
Okay, so you knew that he kept the clean fridge and he was able to cook.
Right, and that's why I knew he was a keeper. That that's my green flag. That's what I knew. This guy's solid. This guy's the real deal.
We're doing a red light, green light about dating, and Amber is here to share a red and a green for us.
A red light is my current partner wore the ugliest leather jacket I've ever seen in my life on our first date.
Oh, no.
So that's really a shallow one, but that was almost a red light. But the green light was he ordered two meals on our first date, and I was like, that's actually kind of hot. Like,
oh my gosh, what did he order?
We went to Earl's. And he ordered the Bombay butter chicken.
Yeah.
And then he also ordered the Thai curry bowl or whatever it was at the time. Some kind of bowl.
So is this a situation where his appetite was, like, kind of sexy? You're like, damn, I like the way you put that back.
Yeah, I was like, oh, okay, like, our groceries would be pretty expensive and our kids will be huge. But anyway... Huge as in tall. He's 6'6".
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, exactly.
Text here from Jess, and Jess says, anybody who says, let the janitor clean that up, it's their job.
Oh.
That is a red flag.
Yes.
On the other hand, if they're willing to pick up litter that they see on the ground, total green flag.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, awesome. That's good. Yeah, because you definitely, like... Hey, or like anybody that like treats serving staff or anything like that, like, oh, they can do it. They can do it. Total red light there.
Gianna is here to share her number one red light. Do not ever, ever, ever leave me on red.
It's a trigger of mine. I don't like being left on red. It really upsets me. I understand that people will do that because they're maybe busy and they forget, but it really irks me. To me, it just means that you don't care enough to respond or to reach out. It really bugs me. So I have absolutely let people go for that.
I have a feeling a lot of people are going to relate to that. Do not leave me on red.
Yes.
How dare you not respect my cellular time?
That's why you turn your read receipts off.
Oh, right. You never showed me how to do that. I gotta check that out.
Super simple.
I gotta check that out.
Okay, red light, green light. I'm going to go with like what red lights and green lights would be for me on social media. So a green light would be like really funny, like political memes. Like, things that, like, make fun of, like, the current climate. And, like, they have to be, like, obviously politically in line with...
Oh, of course, yeah. They have to be in line.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Like, you're
exactly.
Almost like, why didn't I think
yeah.
of that?
Yes, exactly.
Other funny, like-minded person.
Darn it. And a red light would be if, like, their profile picture is, like, either a truck or just a beer label. Do you have those people on your social media?
Really?
No, you guys don't have the people that, like, you can't find anything about what they actually look like. Truck. Pilsner. Oh, that Pilsner has flames in the logo for some reason. Another truck.
What's that? Tell me you're from Saskatchewan without telling me you're from Saskatchewan.
That's exactly what I was thinking. Talking about red lights and green lights in relationships. And if you didn't see The Bachelorette last night, there is a major, major red light that caused something to happen that almost never happens. Somebody getting booted like the earliest you can even do it.
Yeah, I mean, on the first night, it's the cocktail ceremony. You meet everybody and everything, and everybody like exits from the limo and everything. And usually there's always guys that don't get roses,
mm-hmm.
but this was kind of one of the first times that a guy straight up got kicked off, didn't even make it to the rose ceremony.
Yeah, Michelle found out that there's this guy and he had a literally play-by-play strategy of how to win the Bachelorette.
Mm-hmm.
Like, not how to find love on the Bachelorette, but actually how to win. And it was like things to say, things to not say, kind of things you want to avoid, situations you want to avoid. Like, it was literally a play-by-play. It was like watching a sports playbook. Like, if you were to open up, if you were to go to McMahon Stadium and talk to the head coach, they would give you, here's the playbook. Here's all the different plays we're going to run. Here's what we need to do in order to win.
That's like, and I know this guy's getting like roasted online and stuff, and I don't see this show because I don't watch The Bachelorette, but what I'm picturing is like, you know, in the movies when there's a detective and they're trying to solve the crime and they've got all like the pictures
Dude.
On the wall
yes.
yeah.
with like the red string and
yeah.
everything like that.
He had multiple binders on this thing, like duotangs that had different things.
Yeah, not cool at all. And obviously like not there to actually fall in love with her, but more so there to win the show.
Yeah, aka get fame and show up on Paradise eventually.
Exactly. So yeah, she kicked him right out of there. Thankfully for Michelle though, lots of other real good green lights going on around there.
Tell us about one of the green lights you saw today.
Oh,
I feel like you're a little excited watching the show.
There's a green light named Nate There is a green.
His name is Knight?
Nate.
Oh, Nate.
Yeah,
okay, okay.
Nate. There was a green light named Jack. There's a green light named Joe. There's a green light named Pardeep. There's a green light named PJ. He was a firefighter. He was a little.
Now, which firefighter was he? Was he the one that came in the little toy?
No,
one that showed up immediately after and like light full on lights going and everything?
PJ's the real firefighter.
They did that other dude dirty last night.
I don't know. I feel like we've taken this conversation from red light creepy guy to hello firefighter. And when is that ever not a green light?
Exactly.
This is Virgin Mornings in Calgary with Tyler, Danae, and Fuzzy.
Hear them live weekdays from 5:30 to 10 on 98.5 Virgin Radio.